Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. Glad to have you along on the ride today. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Busy program coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk with North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford a little bit about the upcoming legislative session in North Dakota. We'll talk about the protests in China with someone that has got a blank paper protest effort going on. Tell you about that coming up. And our friend Steve Moore will be here. From the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Who could be against that? The Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Not me. All for it. Happy to do it. Very excited. Kev, what's on your mind today?
Oh, the border. It's Title 42. The border's always kind of top of my mind, no matter what they're throwing out there.
Well, the Biden administration is going to work on this now, so you should sleep easier.
Oh, great.
Yes, they're going to take this on.
Not a minute too soon.
Yeah. How many people do you think are in your camp of worrying about the border?
Well, I think the more that, you know, the fentanyl deaths affect us closer to home every day.
Do you think people connect those two?
Yes.
I hope so.
Not to mention the terror watch list and the, you know, the gotaways and all of it. It's just sickening. But, you know, they're gonna fix it. Okay, good. Mala on the way there now? She's gonna make a
no. Well,
address,
you know,
the root problems, all that.
The thing is, they can't actually go there. Right? They can't actually because
no.
That would be admitting that.
Yeah, it would be.
The big deal would be they're there and they haven't been there before. So now they can't go there. Politically, they can't go there. They can't. But their story in Axios about this today, top U.S. officials are considering drastic measures, including barring some asylum seekers and surging prosecutions of illegal border crossings in preparation for an end of the pandemic-era Title 42 border policy. Some of the ideas under serious consideration, wait for it, Kev, echo controversial, according to Axios, immigration policies from the Trump administration. Wait a minute, they're going to do some of the things the Trump administration did. What did the Trump administration do? They actually slowed the, they stopped really the inflow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. They put a proverbial wall up.
Yeah. A lot of it.
So now you have the Biden administration seriously considering immigration policies from the Trump administration.
Now, keep in mind, these are the people that you were talking about, the wall being built. There was miles of wall built under Donald Trump. They were building it as Joe Biden took office. They were on the job building the wall, doing it. He said, nope. I just signed this. You all can go away, sit down, drop the hammers, put down the drills, and leave it right there. The equipment, the supplies, the materials all rotting in the desert sun now. Still sitting there.
Terrible.
Millions of dollars of stuff. But now we're going to solve it. Now we're coming back in. We're gonna get it all good.
What do you make of this, folks? The Biden administration echoing things from the Trump administration to get the border under control. Surprise you? 701-237-1590 to text us. Text 237-1590. You can also call us 701-271-1100 or toll free 855-200-1776. But wait, there's more, Kev. Some of the approaches are being considered at the highest levels of government reflect the Biden administration's desperation to get a handle on unprecedented efforts to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. They're desperate to fix this now. I hadn't noticed that for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I noticed them making it worse. Do you think this is finally somebody going, you know, we pretty much screwed up here. We better fix it. Top officials from the White House, National Security Council, Department of Homeland Security, State Department, and Justice Department have been involved in the discussions. Desperate discussions, according to this reporting. Some of the potential actions would require cooperation from multiple agencies. Oh, there's a novel concept you're starting on 2 years later. And all of this is related to a federal judge and a ruling on Title 42. So, Title 42 was the Trump-era policy that said, hey, we've got public health concerns here, so we better recognize what we're doing here. Anyway, I'm going to call that the good news department today. There's a whole lot more to this story, but pretty good. Texter says, different topic. The Senate passing the Disrespect for Marriage Act shows that while the left is the most destructive force on earth, rhinos like Romney and Murkowski may be the most dangerous, ensuring we can never win, and the left virtually always getting what it wants. Yeah, that had Republican support. You're right. And I heard Short Attention Span Radio earlier today on the Need to Know Morning Show. And Mr. Hallstrom was talking about the fact that there hadn't been a lot of clamoring for that particular act. Why are they doing it? Was that today? But think about that. You know, was this an issue? Was this necessary? Now what you do is open up the floodgates for a bunch of lawsuits. Wait a minute. Lawsuits? The Biden administration? Trial lawyers? You sensing a connection there? Think we might have a connection there. Another listener, back to the border issue. Get Fisher Industries on the phone. They'll tell you how they got screwed on the border wall by Biden. It's been a while since we had the folks from Fisher Industries on. And you are right, during the Trump administration, they actually had sort of fits and starts depending on what Congress was doing in the way of funding the border wall, but there was at least action going on the border wall, and there's been a lot less of it under the Biden administration. You're exactly right. And a lot of that border wall that was supposed to be paid for by the federal government was not, because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers under the Biden regime said, guess what? You're not going to get paid. Doesn't work like that. If the federal government says, fix this, here's a problem, what's your solution? You get paid for it, even if they reverse course and decide they don't want it anymore. How does that work? Other thing on my mind is, do you ever go on TikTok? Kevin, you ever do the TikTok?
You're not looking at me, are you?
No, I'm asking anybody.
No,
but no, I'm
not. All I can do to check Facebook twice a day or whatever.
I'm not much of a TikTok guy myself.
I'm not much of any of it anymore.
And, you know, there are a lot of warnings out there about using TikTok and the amount of information. You get sucked in by TikTok. Meanwhile, they're pulling other information off your phone, and it's, of course, Chinese-made. But Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, has banned state employees from using TikTok on government devices for that very reason. Now think about this. South Dakota's governor says state employees in South Dakota, no, you can't use that on your government device. Does that mean we should be a little bit worried about this, a little bit concerned about it? I think, way to go, Kristi Noem. Way to go. Good for you. I love it.
And if your kids or your grandkids or your nieces are on TikTok, get them off of it.
Yeah.
They'll cry, they'll carry on, they'll pee and moan, you know about that. Get them off it.
Turn on the TV and show them what's happening in China.
Yeah, people, get them off it.
People demanding freedom and how they operate in China, so you don't want to have any part of that whatsoever. A few of our thoughts, welcome yours, 271-1100. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the part of the program where I make you hungry. For some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Today is the Swedish meatballs. You can find those at the 45th location, Glendon or Harwood. Swedish meatballs today. That's right. You thought Thanksgiving, you were done with the comfort food? No. Every day, PetroServe USA home cook and grab-and-go convenience meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or cabbage rolls. Salisbury steak at 12th Avenue and I-29. Beefy Mac at MP Avenue. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios, Scott Hinn and Kevin Flynn, and your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. A couple came in during the break here. You can call us at 271-1100. You can text us at 237-1590. Somebody sent us a screenshot. It's Jack Pershobik shared this. Get a load of this, Kev. Chinese social media users report that Huawei, how do you say that? Huawei?
Okay. I believe, yeah.
So Chinese social media users are reporting that Huawei phones, you ready?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Automatically deleting videos of the protests that took place in China without notifying the owners. How about that?
Of course it did.
You want to talk about a TikTok issue? The person that reported this to Jack said, not sure if it's from the cloud or device level, but this is out of a sci-fi movie. Wow. What, do they got a million people watching what people are doing on social media? How do you even do that? That's unbelievable. But I'm not surprised.
Oh, you know, like, what's the movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman? Is it Public Enemy or Enemy of the State? Have you seen that one?
Yeah, long ago.
I mean, and that movie was, you know, 20 years ago, and they were talking about that technology being 20 years old at that time. Imagine what they can do now.
Yeah.
I mean, reaching any part of your life. Mm-hmm. And with the algorithms and the ability to disseminate data, it's just, ugh. And why, though? I'm with you. Why? What's the end game there?
I'm hoping you can answer this question because I have no clue even how to pronounce this, but somebody says, what's the deal with this Balenciaga?
Oh, Balenciaga?
Yeah.
That is a pedophile, all kinds of things about this commercial they had running. Kim Kardashian is promoting them. It's a clothing thing, I think. I heard Charlie Kirk was talking about it a bit yesterday. But yeah, it's a clothing deal that Kardashian and a bunch of other people are behind. But apparently they were running that's promoting pedophilia.
That's a brand.
Yes, it's a brand.
Okay.
Yep.
A brand that uses rather sick advertising.
Yeah, and they pulled the ad. I guess the ad they had running. When I first heard it, I thought it was with a V, like Balenciaga. I had no idea either. I was like, well, what is this? I saw it quite a bit this morning they were talking about.
Starts with a B.
Yep, Balenciaga.
Now you know, folks. You come to us and you know, you ask, we get you the answers. I had no idea. I don't know that I've even seen this story about it or anything, so completely clueless about that one. Texter says, I wish Newsmax would not do the competitive fishing. They're setting up DeSantis to be the next big distraction. We need Trump because Trump knows where the rot is and will dig it out. Trump needs the power of the presidential pen. This is for our country, not for Republicans or Democrats.
I was wondering the same thing. It seems, I mean, love Newsmax, but it seems that poll is way early. I mean, DeSantis hasn't done, you know, the choice. He hasn't even a choice yet.
True, he's not even said he'll be a candidate.
So, I mean, if things are the way they are, clearly Trump wins that poll because he's announced that he's running. You know, Ron hasn't even decided or even talked about it or acknowledged any of it yet.
And
so I think it's way premature.
I also agree with the listener that Trump's skill set is perfect for this mess. I mean, that's why they came at him with everything they had.
Yep.
And nothing would stick. Now, I guess you have to ask yourself, will somebody learn from Trump and go do the same thing? I'm not sure anybody could withstand what he did. and still be standing.
Or anybody has the fight that he has.
Yeah.
There were a lot of great heavyweights at the time, but Mike Tyson was next level. Mike Tyson got into the ring, and in 30 seconds, you were unconscious.
Yeah.
That's Donald Trump. I mean, really. I mean, look at that. You know me, man. I'm a lifetime boxing, martial arts guy. I mean, Mike Tyson changed everything about professional boxing.
Yeah.
Even Ali. Ali was never that kind of a threat. You got in the ring with Tyson, you could see everybody he ever fought was afraid. They were afraid of him. Like, how do you beat this guy? How do you, you know?
Trump is Tyson.
Yes. That's the bull in our china shop. No doubt about it.
True facts. Right there. Texter says, the railroad workers have been on my mind this morning. I think the supposedly union-friendly Biden and the Democrats are stabbing the railroad union workers in the back. If collective bargaining would be allowed, the railroad companies would be under tremendous pressure to negotiate. The left will say that President Reagan fired air traffic controllers, but that was 40 years ago. Today it seems that the Democratic Party is the party of the extremely wealthy and big business. I guess that's why they have much more money to spend on getting the liberal candidates elected.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
ever.
It's a great point. Corrine says they're on top of it.
The president is directly involved in the process and has been engaged with his team and also has had conversation with members of Congress on this particular issue in case resolving the issue falls to them.
How about the last time you got involved here a couple months ago, they rejected all of it.
Is she a robot?
None of it went to collective bargaining. How about that?
Is she a robot?
She is constantly looking for what to say.
She just kicks out the word salad, and, you know, there's nothing there.
And she'll repeat herself into the game. That's
as we
looking,
said previously.
Yeah, that's looking for words
as
to
you know,
cook up. Yep. The hard work of this president, you know, both sides of the aisle, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Exactly right. Texter says, Trump is a juggernaut. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It is pretty extraordinary. He and Mitch McConnell are in a little bit of a battle. I don't think that's going to do anything other than endure him to the Republican base. Do you?
Well, and you know, the problem with Trump is the same problem with Tyson. Does he have to be so mean? Does he have to hit so hard? Does he have to be... Can he make it go more than 30 seconds of the first round? I mean... No.
Well, as he often said,
I want Mike Tyson to knock people out.
But he's also a counterpuncher.
Right.
I mean, Trump is
yes,
going to
that's
say,
what I'm saying.
You hit me.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm going to hit back twice as hard.
It's like the military. Can't we just be nicer? And we have no. I want the military to break things.
I want them to win.
And yes, go in and do what they do.
Defend the United States of America.
It's so mean and aggressive, though.
Yeah, and that's something.
There we are.
Lieutenant Governor of our great state, Brent Sanford, when we come back, we're going to preview the upcoming legislative session. Stay tuned for that. On the way on What's On Your Mind. On the way.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several tornado warnings were issued Tuesday as storms rolled through Mississippi. The National Weather Service reported at least 21 tornadoes reported across the state. Today, tornado threats include parts of Alabama, Mississippi, the Florida Panhandle, and central Georgia. The storms are expected to weaken later today. Volcano Mauna Loa on Hawaii's Big Island continues to spew magma at multiple exit points known as fissures. Fissure number 3 continues to remain active, shooting lava between 50 and 100 feet high. Number four, a smaller one that opened up on Monday night, is feeding lava in a northeast direction, but still many miles away from civilization. Some of President Biden's judicial nominees will face criticism at today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Republican lawmakers will question nominees for their track record on soft-on-crime judgments and their legal theories on the Second Amendment. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The picture, the bigger, the drama, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
What's on your mind, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. 28 before the top of the hour, joined now by the Lieutenant Governor of our great state of North Dakota, Brent Sanford, and to take a look at the upcoming legislative session and catch up on a few things. Been a while since we chat with Brent, so glad to have you back. Mr. Sanford, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you doing today?
Doing good. You fill up on Thanksgiving?
Like always, absolutely. But we were down in Minneapolis to watch the Vikings game, so it was a little bit different having turkey in a restaurant, and they had to kind of make a special meal. Evidently, there weren't very many of us having turkey, But and then the rest of the table didn't really. But my wife and I insisted on we were going to have turkey on Thanksgiving Day. But the Vikings gave us a good show to be thankful for. So that made it kind of special.
Boy, that's neat. I've never been in U.S. Bank Stadium, but I hear great things about it. Like, it's just a great venue. Do you like it?
My first time too. I was at the Metrodome so many times, but I suppose living in Fargo, it was pretty easy to get over. And from Watford City, that's quite a poke to drive to Minneapolis, and then. In this job the last 6 years, I really haven't made it out there, you know, and then so opportunity came with Thanksgiving, and my dad is up for it, and my whole family, my daughter's back from Arizona, and yeah, we brought eight people, got some good seats, and it was a great time. Beautiful, beautiful state. It's quite a bit better than the Metrodome. I'm sure you were there a lot. It's amazing what this one looks like.
Yeah, I was. Grew up at the Metrodome, for crying out loud. Unbelievable, but yeah, this one looks pretty spectacular. Well, let's look ahead here. It's going to be a blink, and the legislative session is going to be underway, organizing in December, and obviously cranking up in January. What's the big thing for this session? Is there a big thing?
Oh yeah, tax relief is there's a governor suggestion. There's legislative suggestions, and that'll be big. There's money, Scott. The cream cans are full. Like, you remember back when we got to know each other, 2014, 2015, when the oil taxes had filled the cream cans, and what was called the surge bill was actually shoved out in the first part of the 2015 session, $1 billion of infrastructure statewide, and half of that or so went to the West. And Rich Wardner, Senator Wardner, was a big part of that. A young senator named Kelly Armstrong was a big part of that. And that feels like a lifetime ago, but that was 2015. Well, after COVID, with the dollars piling up from the Fed and with oil being $90 to $100 for most of the biennium, after we budgeted like $50 or $60 for oil, the cream cans are full. So the legislature is not going to have a problem with lack of funds. So they're looking at how you get back tax relief to the taxpayers, the citizens in there, but also on how do you continue to make investments in the future. And the governor's office, we're very focused on workforce investments and on investments in those key industries like we did last session with the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority. How do you continue moving forward that progress that we've had with our biofuels and our fossil fuels industries, investing into the future to keep them viable, keep themselves viable. And it's the Clean Sustainable Energy Authority funding was utilized right away, and the projects are broad in their application, and there's more projects on the way. So it's going to be a balancing act for the legislature, and obviously the governor's budget will be coming out soon. We're working hard on that. We've got another big meeting today, and the governor will be presenting his budget December 7th to show how we could invest in the future and give back to the taxpayers and still be responsible with the funds. And so look forward to that December 7th, and then session starts January 3rd, and it's going to be wild with new leadership and a lot of new legislators and to see what can be agreed upon for the future of the state.
Walk me through the tax relief proposals that are out there. You mentioned the governor has one. The legislature, leadership has talked about one as well. Walk us through what they are.
So the governor's proposal is to further tax a decrease on the income tax to the point of having a flat 1.9% income tax rate for those that are paying, and also reducing the bottom bracket so that if you're a family making up to like $80,000 or $90,000, you're not going to be paying any income tax. And so for the 44 states that will still have an income tax will be by far the lowest. I saw a campaign ad for governor in another state that was touting going from 8% down to 5%. And we, most of us know that Minnesota is like 10%. And so if we were down to 1.9% flat tax, and then zero if you're a family up to $80,000 or $90,000, I mean, we're getting close to the point where, if the legacy fund keeps growing, the income tax would be something to take a look at completely wiping out. But at this point, we can't quite afford to do it. So this is a proposal that it's hundreds of millions of dollars, and we feel we can afford to do it going forward and make it permanent. And that's the proposal from the governor's side. The legislative proposal is a property tax proposal, and the concerns we have with it is that it would reduce the property tax paid from citizens. That's a huge concern when you hear people concerned about what's happening in their lives is property tax, but we have concerns about the structure of how it's put together. If it's not actually reducing the amount of government, so the income tax support proposal is reducing the amount of revenue available for government, and that's the governor's proposal. This property tax proposal basically subsidizes more local property tax with oil taxes. And me being from the western part of the state, caution on getting more and more and more dependence on oil and gas taxes as we see the Bakken move into mature phase and not knowing the future of what would happen with tertiary recovery and enhanced oil recovery. If we don't have vast amounts of CO2 for enhanced oil recovery, the Bakken has a smaller life ahead, and it's in mature phase now. So we feel you shouldn't set up your property tax subsidy based on oil and gas taxes that may or may not be at the levels they are now in 30 years from now today. So that would be a painful day to pull that oil and gas subsidy if there's no more money in the pot to keep the subsidy going, and then expect people to put that back on their property tax base in the future. So we're always up for structural change in how the local entities actually do their mill levies and charge property tax. And we think things like putting all the schools on the formula and holding them to that accountability, and then having accountability for performance, those types of things can make more efficiency in the system, can actually reduce the property tax level required from local citizens versus just keeping everything the same not forcing schools onto the formula, not transitioning out of the formula, and then just subsidizing with oil taxes, we don't think is sustainable. So that, and that's nothing that the sponsors haven't heard from the governor, but that it'll be time to debate that during session. It'll be very hotly debated topic.
We're chatting with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. If you have a question or comment, you can call. Number is 271-1100, 271-1100. You can also text 237-1590. Just reading a text here related to the conversation we were just talking about. If the cream cans are full, when will we get property tax relief? And as you mentioned, there is a property tax relief proposal, but the concerns you have, obviously, is that the spending isn't restrained, yeah. and you end up with a situation. Is there a way to do it? Is there a way to do property tax relief and restrict spending?
Absolutely. I was a local official longer than I've been lieutenant governor. 10 years I was the local official and very heavily in charge and responsible for what we're going to do with our mill levies at that point. And keep in mind, during the Bakken oil boom, some of our valuations were going up 40% to 50% per year. So we could have, if we'd have kept the mills the same and said, oh, we're not increasing your taxes, we're keeping the mill rate the same, everybody's taxes would have gone up by 40% or 50%, staying in their same house that they've been living in for the last 10 years, right? So we had to reduce the mill rate by 40% as the valuation went up 40% to keep people's taxes the same. But you have to do that at a local level and be responsible for that. Don't just take the mill increase with the valuation. Make sure you really need those funds. What do the people really want for government? I would always ask people, what do you want us to do less of? And then we could levy less dollars. And then if the valuations go up, we can reduce mill rates by even more than the percentage of the valuations go up if you're okay with less services. And oftentimes, you know, people have all their ideas of what would be more efficient. And with state government, it's at another level up from local government. So people have all kinds of ideas on where you would reduce services in government if you had a choice. And so that's the topic that needs to be had. Is even though we have cream cans full, it doesn't mean you spend it all. That doesn't mean that you get rid of your future taxation revenues, because that's how government funds itself, is taxation. And so the taxes should be reasonable. The regulations should be reasonable. The government services should be the minimal amount that you need to perform that can't be done by private sector, and then go from there and reduce the scope of government, not just subsidize in a short-term manner with excess savings that are generated from really high oil prices and then expect that that would be there in the future.
Yeah, it does. Do you expect a tax relief package to be dealt with fairly early on in the session?
Oh, they will. It'll be dealt with the whole session, too, because it'll be such a big dollar amount, and it'll likely be two competing packages I'm sure we'll hear about it the whole 80 days.
And the two competing packages will be some version of what the governor's proposing and the other with a legislative proposal?
Yeah, you know, income tax or property tax. And you know, the thing about property tax is we need to do a better job of reminding and explaining how much property tax pay down already happens from state budgets. We are very generous with the amount that comes from the state back to K-12 in the first place. So 75% of K-12 funding is now covered by the state from oil taxes. And so there's already a tremendous amount going back from the general fund and from the oil tax distributions and from the different oil tax trust funds, common schools trust, the foundation aid stabilization, adult oil money being sent back to local political subs to have less property tax charged. So we have to be better at explaining how much property tax relief there is and will be and continue to be.
Take a short break. Come back with more of our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford after timeout. We'll talk a little bit about that. Always issue that's always a concern, workforce, when we come back as well on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. 16 before the top of the hour. Don't go away.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
These eyes. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I can't even believe this deal. Every time I read it, I'm like, is this for real? But it is. It's the real deal. And it's your last chance. This is it. And I literally mean this is it. This is the final day. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 has a deal where you buy a Hot Springs Spa and you get a sauna free. One more time. Buy the spa and the best of the best Hot Springs Spa and get a sauna free. It's an incredible deal. Buy one, get one on a big ticket item like a sauna that has the most amazing wellness benefits. It's been a deal in November, and tomorrow's December. So this is your last chance to take advantage of this very good deal from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. You'll find them on the expressway in Bismarck. They're also right next to Spitfire, right into West Fargo on 13th, and at Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Buy the spa, get the sauna free. Back up for a few more minutes, our final time to chat with our friend Brent Sanford, who is North Dakota's Lieutenant Governor. We're talking a little bit about the legislative session. We mentioned, obviously, the tax relief possibilities. You also mentioned workforce will be a hot topic in the session. What's left to be done on workforce, Brent?
Well, we've done a lot. I would say we haven't seen the fruits of this yet, but we all know what the fruits look like with the Career Academy in Bismarck. But the Workforce Career Academy initiative last session and special session to try to get these projects moving and we got momentum in most of the major cities. Watford City and Mandan and Dickinson were ready to roll, and then Fargo has had a great plan for a long time with State College of Science, and I went to a groundbreaking there. Grand Forks, Minot, we've got a lot of projects moving forward, and just engaging high school kids to get to the point of certificates and even two-year degrees while they're in high school and be ready for the workforce and keep them in their communities if they so desire. I mean, it's really, really worked in Bismarck State and the Career Academy, that combination in Bismarck. And so keeping our own is first. I always tell industry and the employers, you ever talk to high school kids? I mean, they don't know that there's opportunity because no one talks to them. You wait till you're all trying to find 18-year-olds when once they're in programs or else once they graduate and everybody's trying to steal adult employees from each other. So let's work on our own youth first. And then what do you need for under-skilled, you know, workers? If there's a retraining available, what's the best way to deliver that? And we find that within our higher ed system, we've got programs that have 7 jobs for every graduate in some of these programs. Why not have more? Why not offer more of that? These are questions that our higher ed system needs to struggle with and legislation needs to help do something about. So there's been a lot of work, but the workforce is the number one topic for Senator Hogue coming in as the new majority leader for the Senate. And I can't wait to see what the legislature has for ideas. The governor is full of ideas for workforce. If you have heard the things that we're rolling out so far, the governor's number one focus is workforce. And not just saying the words, actually putting together things that make a difference. I try to get to bottlenecks. What's the least common denominator, the things that actually keep someone from being in the workforce? And number one is that education of some sort. That's the prior conversation. Then you get to the point of, once you have kids, is childcare, is that an issue? I mean, it is. And so I've been part of a group looking at where would it make sense to deploy resources? Is it a matching program with employers? Is it to help with facilities? Is it to help with affordability for parents? What keeps those, you know, any of us parents that have gone to child number 3 or 4, all of a sudden it's like, it doesn't make sense. I'm paying more for daycare than one of us is at work, so somebody stays home. So if both parents are willing to stay in the workforce and wanting to, and that's a bottleneck, then what can we do about that issue? That's so daycare, child care, reimbursement becomes a workforce strategy for us. Another one is the income tax. So if you're losing potential employees to states that have lower income tax, then this is a way to bring them from Minnesota where you pay 10%. This is a way to bring them in from other areas, saying, you know, we if you're up to your beginning of your career, you're a single person up to 50 or 60,000 and you're married up to 80 or 90, you pay no income tax. So that's much different than the amount you keep in your check over in Minnesota. So, you know, these are making us more competitive, and we need to do a lot more to get workers to relocate. We need to try to keep the kids that come to college from other states there, so they're residents of North Dakota. Let's make it desirable for them to want to stay. And what does that look like? And that's generally in the types of job opportunities there are. And we have plentiful job opportunities. And we have, if you ever have won an interesting show off, Pat Bertinoli from Job Service on, he'll tell you there's 650 people actually receiving checks from him for unemployment benefits. That's all. And somewhere over 40,000 jobs open. So, I mean, we have plenty of jobs. So it's really a matter of how to get people more plugged in that actually live here now, and also try to retain some of the folks that cycle through on temporary jobs or in higher ed, and recruit families. So, if, you know, then you get into the Main Street Initiative. The main reason for Main Street Initiative is That's Greg Devine from Emerging Prairie over in Fargo. Like, hey, it's just a big marketing effort for a job fair. All these things are. It's just, we need to just create more incentive for people to want to move here, more desire to move to North Dakota.
Interesting. Very interesting. And appreciate the update. Brent Sanford, thanks for the time. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. Always appreciate it. Take care.
Five before the top of the hour, we'll break for the news and come back with a whole another hour. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, talk about what's happening in China. And Steve Moore, come on. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday. Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA. With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.